to get to the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so, quick reminder before anything, we're going to talk to Josh Radner, the actor, director, writer who stars in a new movie, All Happy Families, coming up at 8 o'clock. So stick around for that. Don't run off. He was Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. Anyway, we're going to chat with him. So stay tuned. That's at 8. Right now, though, back to the Daily Dust. Jason Kelce is strongly denying dozing off at Taylor Swift's recent Eras Tour concert in Miami, despite what people online are saying. He went on the New Heights podcast with his bro and said he was just vibing.
All of a sudden, I go on Twitter and I see the picture. And I'm like, dude, what the? Like, I'm not even sleeping. And I can prove it to you. There is evidence in this photo that I'm not sleeping.
You're just feeling the groove, huh?
Jets Jake, zoom in on my right hand in post. Make sure that Travis sees this. My hand is hovering. You can't sleep with your hand hovering above your knee.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
It makes me laugh even more that he's like talking to the producer in the middle of that conversation. He's a three-time girl dad. He understands the assignment. Liam Neeson says he might retire from action movies by the end of next year. He is 72, after all. Olivia Munn raises breast cancer awareness in a new Skims campaign by showcasing her mastectomy scars while modeling shapewear. Munn explained they initially intended to conceal the scars.
I'm done being insecure about my scars. And so I went to the team of Skims and I said, what do you guys think about showing my scars in this campaign?
She said they were very supportive of her. She opted to reveal them to empower others. October is breast cancer awareness, after all. Justin Timberlake had to postpone some concert dates due to bronchitis and laryngitis. And Eva Mendez admitted that she has had some tune-ups.
I love taking advantage of like a new kind of any kind of facial treatment. As long as it's not permanent. You know, I'm kind of a sucker for any kind of appeal, a radio frequency treatment. And I have a theory, if it hurts, it's going to have better results. I find that like fun as I get older.
No, thank you. Actually, the actress says that she's had a few. What's the word I'm looking for? She's had some procedures that she has regretted and has had to wait them out because they didn't go like she wanted, like Botox and fillers. And now she says she wants her funky jaw lasered. What is so funky about her jaw? By the way, did you know that Eva Longoria basically saved John Wick? She opened up her wallet when $6 million in financing fell through. Not Eva Mendez, Eva Longoria. Netflix is airing a two-part documentary called Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action. It premieres on January 7th. Jerry died last year of pancreatic cancer. And Lacey Chabert inadvertently brings a hunky snowman to life in the Netflix holiday movie Hot Frosty. I can't believe I just uttered that sentence. Be that as it may, here's a little piece of the trailer.
I know who I am.
That's so funny. That looks just like a girl I went to high school with.
Yeah, it premieres November 13th on Netflix. Aw, Mr. Kane's going to be sad. I canceled our Netflix subscription. And I have some Hollywood hot takes for you. Rob Lowe says he and Demi Moore had a brief fling early in their careers. Huh, I wonder when that would have been. Anna Kendrick once had to escape a 7-year abusive relationship. And Rachel Ray says she suffered a couple bad falls recently, but did not choose to elaborate on those. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Remember, you can get it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you missed it or come in late, you can find the links for those on my page on the on-air page of our website. That's B104FM.com.